From the Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad. From delusion lead me to truth, from darkness lead me to light, from death lead me to immortality. This universe is a trinity, and this is made of name, form, and action. The source of all names is the Word, for it is by the Word that all names are spoken. The Word is behind all names, even as Brahman is behind the Word. The source of all forms is the eye, for it is by the eye that all forms are seen. The eye is behind all forms, even as Brahman is behind the eye. The source of all actions is the body, for it is by the body that all actions are done. The body is behind all actions, even as Brahman is behind the body. Those three are one, Atman, the spirit of life, and Atman, although one, is those three. The immortal is veiled by the real. The spirit of life is the immortal. Name and form are the real, and by them the spirit is veiled. Once Gargia, a Brahmin, proud of his learning, went to Ajatasattru, the king of Benares, and said, I am willing to teach you about Brahman. I will give you 1,000 gifts, if you can, said the king, and then the people will run and say, our king's bounty is as great as that of King Janaka. So Gargia began and said, there is a spirit in the sun high above, and that spirit I adore as Brahman. How can you say that? Replied Ajatasattru. I only consider the sun as the ruler of radiance, the source of all beings on earth. Then Gargia said, there is a spirit in the moon far away, and that spirit I adore as Brahman. Ajatasattru answered, I only consider the moon as the ruler of the sacred soma wine dressed in whiteness. There is a spirit in lightning, then said Gargia, and that spirit I adore as Brahman. I only consider lightning, said Ajatasattru, as a thing of brightness. Gargia said, there is a spirit in the ethereal spaces, and that spirit I adore as Brahman. How can you say that? Replied Ajatasattru. I only consider the ethereal space as a non-evolving fullness. Gargia said, there is a spirit in the wind, and that spirit I adore as Brahman. Ajatasattru said, I only consider the winds as the unconquerable army of powerful India. Gargia said, there is a spirit in fire, and that spirit I adore as Brahman. I only consider fire, said Ajatasattru, as a great power. Gargia said, there is a spirit in water, and that spirit I adore as Brahman. Ajatasattru answered, I only consider water as a beautiful reflection. Gargia said, there is a spirit in a mirror, and that spirit I adore as Brahman. I only consider a mirror, said Ajatasattru, as something brilliant. Gargia said, there is a spirit in the sound of the steps of man, and that spirit I adore as Brahman. How can you say that? Said Ajatasattru. I only consider that sound as a sign of life. Gargia said, there is a spirit in the quarters of heaven, and that spirit I adore as Brahman. I only consider the quarters of heaven, said Ajatasattru, as friends who are ever with us. There is a spirit which is a shadow, said Gargia, and that spirit I adore as Brahman. How can you say that? Said Ajatasattru. I only consider this shadow as death. Gargia said, there is a spirit in the human body, and that spirit I adore as Brahman. I only consider a body, said Ajatasattru, as the covering of a soul. Is this all? Asked Ajatasattru. Gargia replied, this is all. If this is all, we know nothing, said Ajatasattru. On hearing this, Gargia said, allow me to be your pupil.